Hello, people. This is the Mad Scientist Supreme signing in. Well, medical problems. Let's go over some, well, for me, simple ones with solutions. Kidney problems. If your kidneys ain't working, you're building up urea and other products, and, well, that'll kill you eventually. And you can go through dialysis. Well, how about we get that cleaned out by sending your blood plasma through a cow? Take a cow or a young calf. Your plasma goes into them. There's a plasmapheresis machine that takes out your full blood, spins it, puts back in you your white and red blood cells, but takes your plasma out normally for donation. Well, you take that plasma and run that straight into a cow, and then take another plasmapheresis machine and run its plasma into you. So now you're getting the same volume as you're giving up, and you sit there for a couple hours and trade plasma, and all your blood is being cleaned by the kidneys of the cow. Well, that works. It is a type of dialysis. It's just with an animal. Now, let's say your liver is failing and you need a new liver. Well, you're going to die relatively quickly without a liver. Take your same machine, same setup, and all the products that a liver purifies out is in your plasma. You get it purified out. Great. Now you're back to healthy again. Just have to, every day, I would suggest every day, do a couple hours of transfer of plasma between you and a cow or a young calf, you know, steer, depending on your... And yes, hormones do matter. So if you're a male, send it through a bull or a steer. If you're a female, yes, send it through a calf or a cow. And get that plasma cleaned out. Ways to solve kidney and liver problems, no problem. Now, let's say your bone marrow is not producing, your bone marrow died from radiation treatment or chemicals, whatever. You can get regular blood transfusions, but that's, of course, very temporary. What you need is more bone marrow. But bone marrow is very person-specific. However, at a very early age, when you're an embryo, your body doesn't realize what foreign is and what self is. And as it learns self, it develops an immune system, which is in the bone marrow. Well, if you were to take an small embryo of a human and take that embryo and take its hip and take out the bone marrow from the major bone systems at a very young embryo and save that in the freezer, and then take out from another embryo and another embryo and another embryo, and you get, let's say, 30 different tiny embryos, take out their bone marrow, save it up as one injection, and put that in you. Now, all those bone marrows are going to mix together, go into your bone marrow, and start producing red and white blood cells. And over time, you can get your immunization shots. And it, as far as all those different types of bone marrow that will recognize each other as self, and you as self. Now, if you were to ever get a DNA test and they check your blood, you will show up as every type of history that you get that blood from. So, you know, you'll be full-blooded African-American, full-blooded white, full-blooded Chinese, full-blooded Indian, full-blooded everything. You know those black and white stripes that have your DNA fingerprint? Well, the black stripes are what you have, right? You have this part of the DNA. You have this part of the DNA. You'll just be one long black stripe. So you'll have everything from everyone, which might end up being a very good thing, but who knows? So, and oddity is from the Planned Parenthood, they do sell body parts from aborted fetuses. They have a set price structure. Now, if you go to another organization that's not Planned Parenthood, maybe you can get a discount on it. I don't know. But you should be able to get, from an early stage, lots of different ones, and get yourself fixed up. So, that is a few of the solutions for various medical problems. I have a lot more. If you're ever interested, let me know, and I'll give a podcast on that. Thank you very much for listening. This is the Mad Scientist Supreme, signing out.